Federal Way is dealing with an alarming string of crimes. Sunday morning shooting where the victim died marked the third shooting in just 4 days. Previously, we saw a 14-year-old girl and a 17-year-old boy injured in a shooting. Both thankfully survived. So what exactly is the plan to tackle the issue? Joining me on the line is Federal Way Mayor Jim Farrow. Mayor Farrow, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So before we get to the solutions part of this conversation, what can you tell us about the string of shootings?
Okay. So we've got three. The first happened on Wednesday with a 14-year-old girl that was shot. She was there to witness and observe a prearranged fight with teenagers. An 18-year-old suspect who's now in custody showed up from out of town, and when he appeared, to my understanding, when it looked like he was outnumbered, he took out a gun and started firing. So that, again, was a prearranged situation where two other individuals were actually going to be, or that individual and one other male were scheduled to or prearranged to have a fist fight. So that was Wednesday. That suspect is in custody at this time. And that suspect was from out of the city. What happened on Friday was we had actually five police officers at Wild Waves on extra duty over at Wild Waves. They have an opportunity for extra patrol and extra off-duty work. So in the midst of having five officers there outside the Wild Waves, had another situation where some young people, the individual that got shot, got into some dialogue with some individuals in a car, and some verbal dispute broke out, and shots were fired purportedly from the car. And again, this was pretty much when Fright Fest was finishing up over at Wild Waves,
yeah.
And there were a lot of people over there. And again, there were all those police officers that were standing right there. So then on the early morning hours of Sunday or Saturday night, you had two individuals, and I don't want to go too far into the details because we've got investigators, tracking leads down. But it was over off Dash Point Road, the Chevron there at about 312th and Dash Point Road. Usually at that time of night, a very, very quiet location and a gas station. I can't think of another business that would be open in that part of town, in that immediate vicinity, other than the gas station. You had two individuals that were part of the victim car and two other individuals that encountered each other. And again, it was sort of like what occurred the night before, where you had some sort of verbal altercation that had, these parties don't know each other. These three incidents are completely unrelated. But the individual who was a passenger in the second car was shot and killed for no reason.
Yeah.
I could tell you this, that we're going to track these people down. We're going to, identify them, track them down, arrest them, and hold them accountable in a court of law.
Well, on the surface, it sounds like gang-related activity. Is that something that's being considered?
But this is not formalized gang structure. This is really just young people, exchanging, some sort of back and forth, and somebody gets disrespected and they want to open fire. I do want to tell you this. The homicide that occurred, the murder that occurred at the gas station, is the first murder in Federal Way this year. And I want to make sure that everybody understands that, we are doing our absolute best, because I believe our number one, two, and three priority in the city of Federal Way is the safety of the city, and we take it very seriously.
Yeah, and I get that, right? And I think you made a similar comment to Cairo TV yesterday that, look, raw numbers don't suggest a narrative that Federal Way is inherently a dangerous place. But as you know, someone who lives in the neighborhood finds out about a third shooting within a matter of just days, a narrative
right.
does develop. And so from your perspective
right.
as the mayor of Federal Way, what is being done to tackle the criminal issue that you guys are clearly facing?
Well, okay. Well, first of all, let me just say this, that I would send word out to every young person who's in school, don't leave school to go to a prearranged fight. And don't stand there and be a bystander and take pictures of what you of a prearranged fight. I think that's probably starting there. Number two, and nobody deserves to be shot. Nobody deserves to be a victim of a crime, and that certainly is bad. But, I think we need to make sure that when young people are supposed to be at school, they're at school, period. The second thing is that, with regard to Wild Waves, I think You know, imagine this. We had five officers who were literally standing there. I'm not sure what could be done to prevent somebody from driving by five officers and opening fire. Whoever's in that car has made a decision to do something simply because they were insulted.
But that's with respect, just on one point, Ms. Mayer, just, you know, going after the underlying cause, which is kind of why I asked the question about whether or not this is gang related or really if this turns out to be, you know, a drug deal gone awry. Sure, in the moment, there's not much more you can do other than having a police presence. But the question then becomes, right. Okay, what are we doing to go after the underlying causes of why someone might join a gang or might be engaged in a drug deal?
You bet. Well, first of all, none of these involve drug activity. None of them, period. And the second of all is there's no formalized gang structure. Our understanding is that the individual at the Wild Waves incident was, you know, throwing some gang signs. He was walking through the parking lot, and he did something that was demonstrably sort of, you know, did some signs. And that was enough, apparently, for the individuals in the car to produce a handgun and shoot him. And now, that individual lived, but, you know, that's certainly – now, while somebody maybe make a gang sign, I don't think that's necessarily, you know, I don't know what, we don't know who's in that other car. We don't know. I can tell you this, that when we had, remember what happened 3 years ago? We had those three homicides in 36 hours. Mm-hmm. And that was perpetrated by really one person along with a few of his friends. And those individuals are in prison now. You know, one of the things we did is we pulled together the Violence Prevention Coalition here in town, and we had a number of recommendations. I think you're absolutely right, Jason Wood. You're absolutely right that before somebody gets in that car, before somebody picks up that firearm, we need to make sure that when a young person is starting to show signs of going off track, there's got to be an intervention. And that's why, you know, we got money from the legislature, you know, for, you know, community outreach programs, why we put it in our budget last year, to make sure that we've got youth engagement programs to where if people are starting to go off track, you know, there are people around them, family members, community members, friends, that can say, whoa, hold on. You know, don't get in that car. Don't associate with those people, because some people have just made the decision to go off the deep end and do bad things. And we need to make sure that our young people are not making those decisions. But we need to also tell our young people, if you're aware of some sort of prearranged fight or a prearranged situation, do not go to events like that. That's where that kind of violence erupts.
Well, and I will say this, and you're right, there 100% needs to be a plan to get to these kids before they get on that wrong path. But at the same time, Mr. Mayor, it does kind of sound like you're downplaying the potential gang issue in Federal Way. I mean, whether or not...
I got to tell you what I know. Here's what I know. What I know for a fact is that the young person who was shot at Wild Waves showed some gang signs, and he paid for it by getting shot.
Yeah, that's gang violence.
In the face. You're right. Well, We don't know. I was a prosecutor for 19 years, Jason, okay? 19 years. I only say what I can prove and what I know. And what I'm telling you is we don't have these people in custody. We have not named a suspect. So I can't tell you. I'm going to try to tell you what I know to be true, not what I, you know, not what I
and
suppose.
I appreciate that. It just seems like in the context of, what was it, Vario Locos was at least at one point in the recent past, pretty active in Federal Way. You've got United Lakotes. You've got a whole bunch of different ones. And they're not all necessarily coming from the Federal Way area. Obviously, you've got surrounding cities, whether we're talking about Kent or Des Moines or Burien, that's been dealing with gang violence. It seems like I get your point. You don't want to say that we've got a whole bunch of gang members out there committing these crimes because you don't yet know that. But at the same time, you are competing with a lot of people who live in your city who are saying, you know what, it feels like we've got a gang violence problem that's spiraling out of control, and we don't want to necessarily name it as a gang violence problem. And I'll let you have the last word on that.
Well, actually, what I want to do is really, really compliment you on your level of knowledge in regard to the local, you know, the gangs that you mentioned. We actually, you know, 2 years ago, we actually had an ongoing gang war in South King County that started over some ridiculous thing like graffiti.
And it was teenagers. Yeah, and it was teenagers,
it was
15 to 17 years old.
That's right. And then as a result of that, I think you're spot on, and you're absolutely spot on in regard to, you know, those two groups that you mentioned were involved in that spate of violence 2 years ago. And, you know, that's why we pulled together the mayors and police chiefs of South King County and said, where are these people? Who are they? Do they have warrants? Do we know we can go pick them up and pull them off the street? So good on you for knowing getting down to the granular level of what's going on with the gang violence. And I can tell you this, One of the things I watch very carefully in town is graffiti. And so in regard to the ULs and the VLs and the things that you're talking about, we have noticed in the Sereno, one of the things we have our gang, my directive is that graffiti, as soon as we see it, it's cleaned up immediately, no longer than 24 hours. And I have seen an uptick in some, Sereno and UL and VL graffiti around in that center core of downtown. We take it down immediately, and we make sure that the gang unit has it. So our gang detectives here in town, and so that's something that we keep a real close eye on. I'm sure that I know that our gang detective and our regular detectives are watching this very carefully, and we have a lot of intelligence about what's going on. So that's what I'm trying to figure. We're trying to get the details of what happened at the Chevron, but I can tell you, just a verbal exchange. I mean, there was no robbery, there was no drug deal. It was just a matter of someone feeling disrespected and producing a handgun and forcing the other person to pay the ultimate price.
Totally. So, I'm just saying that, in most cases where gangs are not involved, when that happens, you usually don't have a gun getting pulled and fired, right? So that's the only thing. I appreciate you giving us some time, and I appreciate you trying to take a deeper look at exactly what's going on. And you know what? You've got a lot of people who live in Federal Way are counting on the leadership, not just from you, but from the council and from the Federal Way Police Department. We wish you the best of luck, because the one thing that no one wants to have happen, any more shootings, particularly of kids.
Well, I can tell you this. We're going to get down to the bottom of this, and we're going to figure out. And in fact, when we do, I'll come back on your show, and I'll give you all the details, and I'll let you know if we did track it down, if it was gang or not gang or whatever the situation is. But I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. We've been talking with the mayor of Federal Way, Jim Farrell. Mayor Farrell, thank you so much for stopping by.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.